We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig speaking, and we're certainly thankful that you are a part of our congregation today, and we invite you to stay with us, trusting that our entire service will be blessed of the Lord and thus be a blessing to you. Heavenly Father, we thank you today for your goodness, your love, your mercy, and your grace. We're thankful for the privilege we have of being a part of the family of God. And we're thankful that we have the opportunity to sharing the gospel with others. And we trust that our program today, wherever it is being heard, will be blessed by your Spirit and be a blessing to those who hear it. So, Father, take us and take our broadcast and use it to your honor and to your glory. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The Way of Truth singers are continuing the musical part of our service today, singing for us, "Be Strong and Firmly Trust."
Be strong and valiant for the truth. Resist the tempted luring power. Shun all the avenues of sin. And trust in God each day and night. Be strong. And keep us from the wrong. Be strong and firmly trust in God through everything. Be true and fearless stand, and with His grace and strength be blessed. He is our rock, our power high, and to the meek He giveth grace. A shield He is to them that trust, a joy of those who seek His face. Be strong and firmly trust. He says, whatever in their hearts will find, and make you lie in pastures green, in paths of pleasantness he'll guide. Be strong and firmly trust.
Our theme for today's broadcast, Beware of Leaven. And our text of Scripture is taken out of Matthew chapter 16, beginning with verse 5. And when His disciples were come to the other side, they had forgotten to take bread. Then Jesus said unto them, Take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. And they reasoned among themselves, saying, It is because we have taken no bread. Which when Jesus perceived, he said unto them, O ye of little faith, why reason ye among yourselves because ye have brought no bread? Do you not remember or understand neither? Remember the 5 loaves of the 5,000 and how many baskets ye took up? Neither the 7 loaves of the 4,000 and how many baskets ye took up? How is it that ye do not understand that I spake not of concerning the bread, that ye should beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees? Then understood they how that he bade them not beware of the leaven of bread, but of the doctrine of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. During his ministry, Jesus was often challenged by the Pharisees and the Sadducees. They questioned him why he ate with sinners, and they accused his disciples of breaking the Sabbath on the because they ate some grain as they went through a field. And also the violation, they accused Jesus and his disciples of violating the traditions of the elders, among other things. Jesus, therefore, warned his disciples concerning these religious leaders. He described their doctrine as leaven. When used in making bread, the leaven spreads through the dough, making it rise. And Jesus is saying, in effect, whatever false doctrine is permitted to enter, it will spread through the whole congregation. Now, the leaven of the Pharisees. The Pharisees were a religious and a political group noted for their conservatism. They were strict observers of the law of Moses, at least as they understood it, and they adopted the many traditions of their elders, which Jesus said caused them to really set aside the word of God. But Jesus described them as blind leaders of the blind. They made the commandments of God of no effect by their traditions. They were hypocrites, teaching one thing and practicing another. They did their works to be seen of men, stood on the street corners and prayed their long prayers in their flowing robes just to be heard of men. And they fasted and they disfigured their faces so people would know that they were fasting. And I understand some even had somebody to go before them blowing a trumpet as they went to give their big offerings that they might call attention to the people of the kind of offerings that they were giving. They did not make people better. They made them worse by their traditions and by the leaven of bread that they taught. In other words, the false doctrine that they taught. Now, the Pharisees in our day, let's consider that for a moment. Many people accuse those who stress the keeping of God's commandments as legalists, and therefore Pharisees. But consider, the words legalism or legalist are not found in the scriptures. They are labels often used to defame, to criticize, to find fault with those who seek to encourage the keeping of God's commandments. And God's commandments are not grievous. They are given to us for our good. Now, Jesus never faulted the Pharisees for strict obedience to the law of God as it actually was. What he did fault them for was making the commandments of God of no effect by their traditions and failing to obey all of the law of God in reality. They did not obey the weightier matters, as you remember Jesus speaking of. They prayed their tithes and manners and so forth, But he said, you have admitted the weightier matters of the law, justice and mercy and grace. So they set aside the truth of the gospel and followed their own doctrines and their own teachings and the traditions of men that had been handed down through the ages. And Jesus said that they were hypocrites, and they were doing that which just to be seen of men, to draw attention to themselves and to get honor of men. If teaching strict observance of God's commandments, of His holy truth, makes one a legalist, then Jesus Christ and the apostles were legalists. But of course they were not. The truth of the gospel is not legalism, and it's not bondage. The truth of the gospel liberates. Sin is what binds people and brings them into bondage. Paul said, we are to stand fast in the liberty wherein Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. So teaching the pure holy word of God is not legalism, although modern Pharisees today might accuse us of it to try to throw us off track and get us to compromise the gospel. But we are to stand firm and steadfast for the truth. Now, we find the same going on in the religious world today as Jesus found there among the Pharisees. For instance, the Word of God clearly teaches that a bishop can be a pastor. And Paul, in his giving Titus instructions to set in order things in the church of God there on the island of Crete, one of the things he said was that they must be the husband of one wife. So a pastor can have a wife. But we have a large religious organization today that teaches that the priest must be without a wife. And there has been talk and there has been pressure brought on different popes to try to get them to change it. But since the popes are supposedly infallible, how could they change it? They stick with their tradition. And it is tradition. It's not the teachings of the Word of God. In fact, it's contrary to what the Word of God teaches. Just like the Pharisees of old, a lot of their traditions were contrary to what the Bible actually taught. Now, the Bible teaches modesty. And many churches have no standard of modesty at all. And they would accuse those of us who endeavor to preach what the Bible teaches in this regard as being legalists and bringing people into bondage. But the Bible does teach separation from the world, and most churches ignore this teaching. And you can't tell the difference between the members of the non-members. And the Bible teaches us in the Word of God that women should adorn themselves in modest apparel with shamefacedness and sobriety, not with gold or pearls or costly array, but women that become godliness. They are to dress in a way that they can draw attention not to themselves, but point souls to the Lamb of God. Teach one thing and practice another. That was the thing that the Pharisees were doing, and we find modern-day Pharisees doing the very same thing, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. Do things to receive honor of men and not others. A lot of people, they lack those doctors, DD degrees and all those kind of things, and call reverend and so forth, just like they did in the among the Pharisees of old. Do not truly show people the way of God, but make church members. That's another way we have modern Pharisees today doing, making church members, having them sign decision cards and taking up a form of religious and carrying on the name Christian while they are living the same old sinful life that they lived before. And I'm not picking, and I'm not finding fault. I'm just trying to bring you a Bible message today. Now let's look at the leaven of the Sadducees. The Sadducees in Jesus' day included mainly the priestly and the aristocratic families. They fulfill various political offices, also social and religious offices, and they were in charge of the services at the temple, and they held the office of high priest. So they were more of the aristocratic, elite type of people, but they were hypocrites just like the Pharisees were. They denied God's involvement in everyday life. They denied the resurrection of the dead. They denied the afterlife. Therefore, they denied there would be any reward, good or bad. They denied the existence of any spirits, good or bad, no angels or demons. And they did not believe that there was an after hereafter for anybody. Remember how they came to Jesus and tried to trip him up because he taught a resurrection, and they told him about a woman that had seven husbands, and they wanted to know whose wife she would be in the resurrection that you teach. And Jesus said, "You do err, not knowing the scriptures. For in the resurrection they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but they are like the angels." In other words, in the resurrection there will not be physical beings, contrary to what the millennialists may teach. In the resurrection there will not be physical bodies, and there will not be marrying nor giving in marriage. Those who have lived for Christ will have a spiritual body likened unto his. For John said, "We don't know what we shall be, but we know this, that whenever he comes, we'll be like him, for we shall see him as he is." So in the resurrection, those who have done right will have a spiritual body likened unto Christ. And I wouldn't be surprised if those who live and die in sin won't have a spiritual body like the old devil. He is a spirit. He's not a physical being. He is an evil spirit. And they insisted only to the laws found in the first five books of the Bible. And they didn't really believe them and live them out. And in reality, they rejected the traditions of the elders, including any tradition that was proper and right. And there are traditions that are proper and right. It was the false things that Jesus condemned. Now, Jesus charged them, the disciples, with their faults. He charged them with their faults. They did not know the scriptures, even as those that held to the true. For instance, Exodus chapter 3 says, "I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." Notice now, "I am the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." And Jesus went on to say, "God is not the God of the dead, but of the living," Matthew 22 and 32. And so that was teaching them, if they would accept it, that was teaching them that man did have a spirit, there is a hereafter, and there is a reward, good or bad, according to the way people live. The Sadducees, which say there is no resurrection, like Jesus, they tried to trip him up in various ways, but he told them, as I said a moment ago, "You do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God. For in the resurrection they neither marry nor are given in marriage. They are like the angels of God in heaven." Now, the second, they did not know the power of God. Likewise, many liberals that were influenced by rationalism, I'm talking about modern-day Sadducees now, like many liberals, they were influenced by rationalism. They assumed that if they could not comprehend something, it could not possibly be. They failed to believe that with God, nothing is impossible. The angel Gabriel told Mary, "For with God nothing shall be impossible." And the angel of the Lord, when he spoke to Mary and told her that, did not lie to her. "For with God nothing shall be impossible." Jesus said, "With God all things are possible." Matthew 19 and 26. So the Sadducees of our day, those who take some portion of God's word but reject the rest, such as those verses that speak of God and Jesus as pertaining to miracles. The modern-day Sadducee doesn't believe in miracles. They discount the Word of God when it begins to speak about the miracles. But God is a miracle-working God. And most of Jesus' healings were miraculous. One time we read about someone beginning to heal from that very hour. But most of Jesus' miracles, his healings, were miracles indeed. And those who deny the divine inspiration of the Bible, just written by men, full of contradictions, that's your modern Sadducees today. And those who insist the Bible is full of contradictions cannot be depended upon, do not realize and know, and they do not believe that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. We read in the second book of Timothy, in chapter 3, verse 16, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, yes, for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. But our modern-day Sadducees say we can't depend upon the Word of God. It's full of contradictions. And more could be said, but let us obey the words of Jesus when he said, take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. Again, Matthew 16 and 6. Of the Pharisees, Jesus said, let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind, and if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall in the ditch. Matthew chapter 15 and verse 14. Just as a little leaven will work in its way through the dough to cause it to rise, so a little leaven, as far as false doctrine is concerned, will work through the congregation if it is allowed to exist. Therefore, God's ministers are lift up a standard for the people and be sound in doctrine. Yes, Paul told Titus, and Titus said to the elder one that they should speak sound doctrine. And that's what God's ministers are called today to do today, to speak sound doctrine. The doctrine of the Bible is true and sound and upright. The doctrine of the Pharisees and the Sadducees that Jesus warned disciples of, to beware of, let us do the same. Beware of the doctrine of the Pharisees and the Sadducees, even the modern Pharisees and Sadducees of our day. Heavenly Father, we pray that you'll bless these thoughts and scriptures to our precious congregation today, for we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. We're thankful for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. If you would take time to write us and let us know that you hear it and appreciate it, it would be a blessing and an encouragement to us. And our mailing address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net, our email address. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. Again, I remind you that you can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine as it is posted there on our webpage. And you may also listen to previous broadcasts if you so desire. And we invite you to join us, if possible, for our services on Sunday and Wednesday. And they are broadcast live over the Internet. Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11. Our evening service at 6. And then Wednesday evening service begins at 7. And again, our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. Now, this is Alvin A. Craig, thanking you for being a part of our congregation today, inviting you to be with us next week when, again, the Lord willing, we come your way with another Way of Truth broadcast.
Amazing.